USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former chief of staff is explaining why the president held up the coronavirus relief bill before ultimately signing it.
He was trying to send a message that he wasn't really happy with the bill.
The former White House chief of staff speaking there on CNBC as far as another message that he believes the president was trying to send.
Congress is broken, and it is. I think a lot of us were relieved he did sign the bill because I don't think it was a plan if he didn't, but I don't think he's happy about it.
A very busy Monday after Christmas for the House of Representatives. The House will be voting on a veto override after the president rejected a defense spending bill. If the House and Senate vote to override the veto, it will be the first of Trump's presidency. The TSA is saying more than 7 million passengers made their way through safety checkpoints at airports last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.